Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Good morning. Hour number two begins on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:06. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. You know, you can make your morning a little less hectic with hands-free listening to the Bob Rose Show, available on your smart speaker. Tell your smart speaker to play 97.3 The Sky. All right, ready for the weekend? It's gonna be a hot one. Then things are supposed to cool off, a little bit of rain in there, but the weekend itself is supposed to be pretty nice. Now, in a couple of weekends, I'm planning on going up to Panama City Beach.
Yeah.
And I like to ride my bike up there and it'd take, like, you know, Highway 98 along the coast. You know, you go through Perry and then boom, out on 98. And you'll go through a fishing town called Navarre. Or it's somewhere up there in the panhandle. I may not know the exact location. Maybe it is further up the panhandle than I'm picturing. But might be worth checking out.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently they've opened up a new restaurant, Hookers and Blow.
Excuse me?
Hookers and Blow.
Hunter Biden got a little percentage of this business?
That's what I was thinking.
I would think so.
But no, it's, well, basically, the hooker part of it has to do with fishing.
Okay,
They sell fishing rods, reels, all the things that you would need to catch fish.
All right.
And they said they thought there was a gap in the market where people who caught their fish, nobody was, you know, actually preparing it for them.
Okay.
You know, so you bring your fish to them, and they'll cook it up with a
blowtorch.
Have you seen that before?
No. I'm just thinking, what could it mean? So, yeah.
Well, that's what everybody.
Have you ever had fish prepared with a blowtorch?
Not that I am aware of, no.
Have you ever heard of preparing fish with a blowtorch?
I saw some kind of cooking show, and I don't know if it was fish specifically using a blowtorch or something, but it's been a while, and it completely was off my radar when I read the story until I thought about it. I go, well, I think I saw something about this before. And apparently, I think it might be Alaskan is some of the area that would that used to do that, cooking fish with a blowtorch. Yeah. So, okay. And the guy that started it.
Interesting.
The owner's name is Roddy Big Trigger Johnson. Big Trigger Johnson. Oh, wait, it gets better.
Okay.
His wife is the cook. His wife is Grinzel Naked Snapper Johnson.
Okay. These are quite some personalities running this business.
Well, I got to tell you, and this has gone viral. They put like an ad out. It comes from the City of Navarre News, and it's written in such a funny way. I don't think it's a stunt.
I mean, it sounds like one, but yet, I don't know.
It says, a local business in Navarre has taken over the failed Touran trailer trash RV park on Highway 87 South, with residents doing a double take with its name, Hookers and Blow.
They recently opened their doors, promising a one-stop shop for all your fishing gear and culinary desires.
Okay, all right.
We saw a gap in the market. He's a retired Coast Guardsman, Big Trigger.
Yeah.
Big Trigger,
yeah,
Johnson.
Big Trigger.
With his weathered face and missing teeth, could tell a thousand salty tales. There's no way that you could write, you could be writing for the city of Navarre and be this, I'm serious, clever.
No, it, really. No, I think it's awesome.
People come down here to fish off the Navarre fishing pier, but then they're left high and dry when it comes to preparing their catch. They offer top-of-the-line tackle and a unique method of cooking your trophy. Randy's wife, you know, Grinsell Naked Snapper Johnson. She mans the kitchen, ready to school locals and tourists alike in the fine art of old backwoods Alaska-style cleaning and cooking fish with a blowtorch.
Interesting.
Stepping inside, hookers and blow does little to dispel the initial confusion. And it's just pretty much goes from there. It's pretty, I thought it was pretty funny.
But
you got to put that on your bucket list.
Wow.
Hookers and blow in Navarre, Florida, on the Gulf Coast there.
Interesting. Well, hey, look, face it. You need to get attention in the business world these days, and you just gave them some.
At the very least, it's a great opportunity for guys to stop along the way and get a photo with the sign out front.
Oh, absolutely.
And then send it to your lovely.
Yeah, look where I'm at, babe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry. We're behaving. Stop in for a meal. Yeah.
Wow. That's hilarious.
Check out the size of that rod.
Man.
Because they've got, offshore fishing.
Wow.
Implementations, yeah, and all that.
Big Trigger helped you out.
What was the other way? Naked Snapper?
Yes, that's...
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to find out who wrote that piece, because it's hilarious. All right. This is serious, unfortunately. I hate serious stuff, but it's part of what I do, I guess. Residents in, and you heard this at the top of the hour news, residents in at least three states were cut off from placing an emergency 911 call on Wednesday evening after states and towns reported that they were experiencing 911 call outages. What a frightening thought that is. You don't know 911 works until you call it. Can you imagine? Right. And it doesn't work?
Scary.
I'm sorry, this number has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Mm.
Local law enforcement used social media on Wednesday evening to inform residents that emergency 911 calls were not working, for instance, in South Dakota, Nevada, and Texas. Now, there were reports on social media that actually eight states had been affected, at least partially. Other states mentioned were Florida, Kentucky, Nebraska, Iowa, and Wisconsin. And that led many social media followers to chat of a possible purge.
Mm.
Purge. You know what that is?
It's like never,
a societal
good.
Purge.
Yeah.
I read the article, and I'm like, okay, what happened? What happened? What happened? What happened? What happened? No. As of the writing, anyway, they don't have a reason as to what occurred. What occurred? Look, I'll throw it out there. Is this the Chinese? Is this the Russians? Is this a hacking type scenario?
I mean, they put out warnings not that far ahead that, you know, it's a possibility. I think they were leaning towards the Russians again, which they like to mess with stuff.
Hey, if you pull our TikTok, guess what? Your 911 might not work all that well. Could this be used like a leverage type thing?
Are you insinuating that the Chinese would actually be reactionary to things that happened to them? I don't know. COVID-19.
Yeah, like a leaky lab due to a resoundingly great economy under Donald J. Trump. And he left them with Egg Foo Young on their face when... he did those tariffs and straightened out some of our trade agreements, and they did not like that.
Payback.
It's
not to think about.
I mean, look, that's serious.
Yeah.
But you cannot call 911. Now, think about that on so many different levels, like a medical emergency.
Sure.
Okay.
We are spoiled having it there.
And then what if, I mean, bad guys find out, hey, 911's out.
Mm-hmm.
And they go on a rampage.
Can you even imagine?
It's just...
That's scary stuff.
Yeah, and especially when, at least at this point, now we hopefully there'll be enough pressure to where they'll have to come out with some sort of statement. I don't know if we'll get the truth. You know, they go, oh, yeah, there was some new software that was put in.
Oh, the update that crashed everything. Yeah, we've heard that one before, haven't we?
Well, we heard it yesterday and today and the day before. And
yeah. But we've heard it in previous
times.
Worry,
it's don't like, worry, yeah. I could get... It's a good thing I know how to hack into my own computer.
Yes.
And I am not kidding.
No, he's not.
Mm-hmm. I'm using things from Windows 98. You know, as in the year, 1998.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, you should be backing this thing up on a floppy disk anyway.
I did.
Oh.
I've got it on my Tandy right now.
All right.
Don't you MS-DOS me, pal.
Yeah.
7:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Hey, you know what time it is?
Yeah.
Time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But be a caller if you have something on your mind that you want to air out. 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is next on 97.3 The Sky.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Control of our border.
AI. Little green man.
Control yourself.
What do you think?
Just spinning out of control.
Time to air it out.
What's bugging you?
Gain control.
Call now. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
It's free. See, now I got your attention.
Yeah.
It's free to call in now for What's Bugging You, 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. It's a chance for you to call in, air it out, whatever it is. Big political issue, tiny little issue that you're irritated about, whatever it is. Could be the pebble in the shoe kind of thing. Could be small, but it's still irritating you. So that's what that's all about. So call in now, 877-975-9825. By the way, good morning and welcome. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And right now, Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Kebab and Greg. What's bugging and
Kebab.
Thanks for the coverage of the Hooters and Blow. That itself is a tourist destination. Before long, they're going to need a Hunter Biden statue out there for advertising. But what's bugging me is every time I'm listening to 97.3 The Sky, and they do the advertisement regarding California psychics, all I can ever think of is California psychos, and then the usual suspects come to mind, like Maxine's Water, Fang Fang Swalwell, Gavin Newsom, and the poster child for Botox, Nancy Pelosi. So that's all I can ever think of when I hear that commercial. I'm going to give them a call today, though, have them shake the magic eight ball and see if Trump's going to win.
Ooh, there you go. Let's go to Matthew. What's bugging you?
Yes, sir. What's aggravating me is when I go outside, I see my American flag on my fence, but then when I look over at my neighbor, they have a huge bird finger written, like, made up on a picket fence. And these people, like, acquired over $2 million worth of code enforcement fines. And all county commissioners telling me to do is they can't do nothing for a couple years on it. I just wish that they would stop, like, spending thousands and thousands of dollars on new houses and fix the old ones that need to be fixed. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good idea, huh? Let's go to Tanya. What's bugging you?
Yes, I'd just like to say something about our insurance in Florida, our homeowners insurance. Everything is doubling, and we got a notice that even when you don't have to have flood insurance, the government is, and the insurance companies have got together and said, if we don't buy flood insurance, that they're going to drop our homeowners insurance. And I think somebody needs to step in and do something about it, because I don't know how many people can afford to do that.
I mean, I thought you had to be like in a partially, at least in a floodplain or something, or 100-year flood zone.
Yep.
So you can, tell them that you're opting out of that kind of coverage. Now, what you have to do to satisfy the homeowner's insurance company, I'm not
right
sure.
Well, in Missouri, living near the Mississippi River, I dealt with that. Mm-hmm. And so there are maps that will give you all those border lines. And you look at them sometimes and it's crazy, because like the house across the street's okay, but you're not. But you will need to get some documentation, I guess, showing that you are not in a federal floodplain.
Yeah, I mean, FEMA sent me a thing. This was, 10, 15 years ago, whatever not. You know, I had to get the work done to show that, no, it was no longer partially in a floodplain, because, you know, they had redone Tower Road and all the drainage. So they didn't have the same scenarios.
Right.
Yeah, and I had to spend the money to prove that I was in the right. Let's go to Lisa. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. What's bugging me is your signal strength or transmission power, whatever you call it. It's horrible lately.
Well, I was actually going to mention that, because we've had a couple of listeners call about that. And it's something called inversion. Basically, it's a matter of the atmosphere, basically at ground level, things that are going on. The temperature changes as the season changes. That messes with radio signals.
So, yeah, it's kind of unseasonably warm this morning. It was about 68 or 69 degrees, depending on where you're at.
Yeah.
And, that has some sort of impact.
It's weird how it does it, because you wouldn't think it would matter, but it does, unfortunately.
And what you'll find, too, is that different times of the day will affect different frequencies, you know?
Hmm.
So, yeah, it's just one of those odd things. If we could just overcome it with, you know, sending more juice to the tower, I'd be all for it. But the engineers say that's not how it works.
Yeah. I've got one that kind of bugs me, and maybe you've done this too. I did this the other day with cinnamon. I've seen people do it with pepper. You know how on some spices you've got two lids? One is for spoon, mm-hmm. or just you're going to dump a bunch out into something to measure it.
Like a recipe.
Yeah, and the other one is the sprinkle.
Mm-hmm.
When you open the wrong side, I dumped a whole bunch of cinnamon in my coffee the other morning. It's like, oh.
Did you almost pass out?
Did I almost pass out?
Because cinnamon's actually helps you to lower your blood pressure a little bit.
Well, that's true.
So I wonder
that's
if it true. Went too low and you kind
wow.
of sunk.
That explains
that's why you were really tired that day.
That explains it. But it's like, oh. And then you feel like you've wasted all that. You're trying to see if you can scoop some of it off the top that didn't get wet yet. It's like, that bugs me. It's a little thing, but it
with
does.
All the trouble that they go to label all this stuff,
yes.
to make things impossible to open.
Oh, that's the other thing with them.
Yeah. It's like you have a splitting headache and trying to get like a medication or whatever.
Yes.
It's like impossible. It's like, you know, the person that's trying to get at this probably has a real bad headache.
And they're stressing and they're straining to get the thing open because it's child-proof.
Yeah, and it's double wrapped and all this stuff. Safety, but yeah, in that case, where they have warnings like that an iron could get hot on the bottom.
Right.
But yet they don't want to clearly identify the sprinkle side from the full pour side, which they could do by making the lid that you would open for the sprinkle, for instance, maybe a different color of plastic.
Well, in this one, they kind of have it molded in the top, and I thought I was getting the right one, but obviously I wasn't based on what ended up in my coffee cup.
In some cases, the sprinkle side is a much smaller kind
lid,
of opening.
That's true too.
Than the large side. But like you say, you're half asleep. You're trying to fix your coffee.
Yeah.
I mean, don't these people know? We're trying to get our coffee going. Don't make us think before we have our super drug. which is called caffeine. All right, let's go to what's bugging you, Florida Pest Control, and this time it's Peasant with a Pitchfork. What's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is I heard John Bolton on one of the talk shows, and I heard Hannity yesterday on his show saying that what Israel needs to do is hit the refineries in Iran. If they want to see gas go to $5, $6, $7 a gallon, that'd be a good thing to do. But I think people are getting hurt by these gas prices right now. And I don't see how we can not go into recession with these if they don't get gas prices under control, because all that money going into their gas tank could be going into food and insurance for their house or their car.
Well, and another thing, when you cause the price of oil to go up, it does help nations like Russia, Iran, if you don't bomb their, you know, but yeah. So they make money when the price goes higher if you're an oil-producing country. Mm-hmm. When the price goes down, both Russia and Iran, they hurt financially. Why do you think energy independence was such a smart thing?
Wow.
Thank you, Donald J. Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks, Brandon, for screwing it all up, not to mention the borders. 728 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. Coming up, what's going on in D.C.? We're spending $95 billion like it's nothing. I'll explain coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
Iran attacks Israel.
The major escalation.
The news that's trending.
Iran launched more than 300 projectiles, a majority of which were intercepted by air defenses.
The news that's now.
God bless the people of Israel.
We have to have further conversations about the funding of a supplemental package.
It would not have happened if we were in office.
Now, more news. Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Out with the old.
I'm well-meaning. I'm an elderly man.
In with the new.
America's comeback starts right now.
The news station.
2024 election.
Israel. Border.
Inflation.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is 7:35. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check? That's brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Yeah, leftover spaghetti cook-off here in the studio.
Oh yeah,
and got to remember for us. I mean, we're but like 4 hours into our day, so
yeah. Breakfast for me was like at 3 something this morning.
Oh, you did eat already?
Well, I always have breakfast.
No,
I know you're not a breakfast person. So.
No, I never was, but I could eat lunch this early.
Yeah. You know what we have to really worry about, watch about, I say worry, be careful about, and I'm proving it right now because I'm eating early, it's easy to eat four meals.
Yeah.
Because if I eat at like, say, 3:15, 3:30, you know, a few hours later, just like people who ate breakfast at, say, 7, they're hungry by noon. Well, then after the show, a little while, I'm probably hungry again, and it's time for dinner.
Stop talking about food. You're making me hungry, and I can't eat right now because I got to talk. You're not supposed to talk with your mouth full.
You talk, I'll eat.
Yeah, be careful. Flying objects, could fall through your house anytime.
What?
Dad, what just came through the roof? Yeah. Came off a flying saucer. Well, sort of.
Ooh.
NASA has confirmed that an object that crashed through the roof of a Naples home last month did come from the International Space Station. Alejandro Otero says that 1.5-pound hunk of metal crashed into his roof, through the roof, through two floors, and landed fairly close to where his son was sitting watching TV. This happened on March 8th. Turns out the object was part of a nearly 3-ton pallet of old batteries that was stranded on the space station during the pandemic. With nowhere to store the exhausted batteries, they were jettisoned in 2021. Now, they had this core set up, and it was predicted that it should burn up completely in the Earth's atmosphere. Ruh-roh, missed it by this much. I mean, that's pretty good. If it's multi-ton, and you got it down to, it's just a pound and a half? But a pound and a half hurling through space, it does have some energy behind it, I would imagine, and enough to go through a roof and two floors. That's pretty scary. So they thought it would completely burn up. Apparently it didn't. NASA said it will conduct an investigation to determine the cause of the debris survival and to update modeling and analysis as needed. And by the way, yes, they are on the hook to pay damages that piece of space junk caused to Alejandro Otero's home. How do you go about that? You like call NASA, hey, I'm gonna want to talk to somebody about some of your space junk that fell through my roof. For all other calls, stay on the line. In the meantime, NASA's working hard for you. Blah, yep. Blah, 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 blah. Can you imagine?
What are they doing? Yeah.
Hey, can I get somebody to pay for my roof?
Well, it is kind of scary to think, because you would assume, yeah, it's all going to burn up. But something that size, even the chunk that came through, yeah, you get somebody killed.
Yeah.
Killed, as a friend of mine would say. You almost got killed.
Was he Scottish?
He should be. That is scary, though.
Hey, you heard about Newberry trying to turn their public schools basically into charter schools, and they had to do a vote on that. Well, it's being challenged, and we'll get you up to date with that whole issue at approximately 9:05. We're going to have a special guest on. But that's what they were trying to do, convert their public schools, which are three of them in Newberry, into a public charter. But at least, you know, allegedly, it depends on how you look at it, but the charter failed to reach the vote minimums. But they're looking at the results, and they're questioning some of these things. And so we'll get the latest on it and see what direction or what's going to happen next in this process. All right. So we'll keep an eye on that. We've got a special guest that's coming up at 9:05, and he's from Newberry First. We've had him on before, and we'll talk all about it. Get us up to date with what's going on there. All right. Spending money. Joe Biden. Like a woman with a credit card. I guess you can't even really joke like that anymore, can you?
No, because you're not really sure what a woman would be.
Yeah, and yeah. Why are you painting that scenario? Could just as easily be a man with his wife's credit card.
Well, or could just be you in an outlet market, an outlet mall.
That's possible.
Good point. Or a jacket shop.
Yeah, but no matter what, I'm going to be accountable for that money versus tax dollars. So the bills in the House foreign aid package, which will be up for a vote on Saturday. I told Kat she would be working the weekend. Apparently she is. This would appropriate a combined $95 billion for Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific, with a lion's share going to Ukraine, 60 million of it. So what's that, about 63%? The House Republicans on the Appropriations Committee released a memo Wednesday outlining the funding breakdown for the three bills in the package, which President Joe Biden quickly endorsed. House Speaker Mike Johnson, who is on the hot seat, is combining the three bills into a single rule, which would unlock votes on all three bills if the rule passes Saturday. I don't know. I mean, I talked to Congresswoman Kamik about this. Doing as three separate bills, up or down votes. They pass or they don't. And then each congressperson would be accountable to that vote. If you didn't think that, the war in Ukraine should be a blank check, continue to be a blank check, or if you think the aid package to Israel is not acceptable, whatever that may be, why couldn't they do it like that? This sort of
simple and logical.
This gives weasels cover, is what it does. That way they can weasel around and say, "Oh no, that's not really what I was doing," or "I had to vote for the whole thing to get the aid to, you know, pick your country, Ukraine or Israel, depending on which constituent you're talking to." Right?
Shouldn't be that hard. Shouldn't be that hard.
No, they shouldn't want that kind of cover. Stand up for what you believe in, and it shows up in the vote. Now, every time there's a vote now, you know, we had to do this back when Ted Yoho was in there as well. Okay, you voted against this, and people are mad because you didn't, you know, vote for this, this, and this. And he goes, yeah, it's because it included this, this, and this. And Congressman Kamik has had to do the same thing. Had to explain, no, they tried to jam all this other garbage in there. Speaking of garbage and space junk, let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and talk to Pete too late. Pete, you're on the air.
Yeah, you ask how the person would contact NASA about that. Well, you call on Trash Talking Tuesday. But my question is, who really owns that piece of junk? Because it landed in that guy's house, and I'm sure there's somewhere there's some science nerds that would pay a fortune to get a hold of a piece of memorabilia like that. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, that is interesting. Like, could you just say, no, you don't have to pay for the house, but I'm going to keep this as a souvenir. I wonder if they would be allowed to do that.
No, think back to when the second shuttle crashed and you had debris over, like, several states. You know, that is federal, I guess, technically property, and they will tell you don't keep it. So,
yeah, and in that case, and I guess in both cases, you'd say, okay, well, they need to investigate.
Yeah, it was an accident either way.
But the cause was
way.
What happened. Right. They have to piece it together just like they would a plane, God forbid, but same thing. They try to piece it all together and see, you know, what actually occurred, what the weak spot was or whatever. And so, it would be under an investigation. And they did say they were going to investigate, hey, we thought for sure it was all going to burn up in the atmosphere. Why didn't it?
And what did you say, 2021? Did they jettison
That's when
that
they jettisoned it, yeah.
So literally, almost depending what month it was, 3 years later, it's orbiting Earth, doing its thing, burning up.
You'd think it would break out of orbit faster than that. In other words, that it would, you know, try to break through the atmosphere.
Well, but they're actually, I mean, if you think about it, space station isn't really all that high.
Well, that's true, because you can actually see it when it goes over at night, and they would tell us times when it was going to be close, and I indeed went out in front of the house, and I could see it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But man, that, and so close to hitting this kid. I mean, just sitting there and living your mind in your own business, and here comes some space junk.
Yeah, that's kind of scary. You know, we were talking about Speaker Mike Johnson just a little while ago when I was talking about these foreign aid bills. They're all jamming together. It's going to be $95 billion. And, Speaker Mike Johnson is on the hot seat. And apparently, Senator Rand Paul basically agrees that ousting the speaker is a good idea. We'll dig into that.
Wow.
Coming up on the Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy is here. The Weeknd? Not here yet, but it's coming. Happy Friday Eve. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
It's not like Republicans should just go to the border and start registering people who come across to vote, right? Before they even change out of their wet clothes.
Now, 10 p.m. nights.
Because then Democrats are going to shut that damn border down faster than you can blink.
On 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning. It's 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
All right, Carl Zalek, Marion County Commissioner, will join us at approximately 8:05. Stay tuned for that. So, Senator Rand Paul, I like this guy, and I've spoken to him several times, interviewed him, and so I have a level of trust for what he says, but he's still human. I mean, we might disagree on some things, or he could be wrong, but in this case, it's very interesting because it's hard to get a feel for whether the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, is he really a conservative? Is he really looking out for the people? At the same time, trying to do a difficult job, right?
Under fire and under pressure from both sides.
That's right.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was Representative Thomas Massey that joined Marjorie Taylor Greene to do the protocol or whatever to, you know, to give the Speaker, you know, the 86 them, right?
That whole vacate thing, yeah.
So Senator Rand Paul, now remember, he's a senator. He's talking about, you know, the dealings of the House. But this is what he said, and he referred to Thomas Massey, the Republican out of Kentucky, who kind of co-signed this thing with Marjorie Taylor Greene. I think Thomas Massey is doing the right thing. And I think Republicans need real leadership. We need to use our power. Our people are frustrated. Why don't we use the power of the purse? Why does the debt keep getting bigger even when Republicans are in charge of the House? Even though the margin's close, he's right.
He's right. Yep.
So I think we need somebody that has some courage and some intestinal fortitude. Now, my idea was don't rock the boat until we can get this November thing behind us. Get Trump in there, you know, and make sure we take the House and the Senate. And then we can get back on course. And then if you want to play political games or whatever it may be, that's fine. You get rid of Speaker Johnson if he's not going to take that conservative lead that we're expecting. Okay. But, I mean, Senator Rand Paul has a point. All right. Paul's comments follow after Massey became the co-sponsor, like I said, of Marjorie Taylor Greene's motion to vacate and remove Johnson as the Speaker of the House. Every negotiation he's gone into with Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden, he's received nothing in exchange. That's what Massey said. He's either not good at negotiating or he's negotiating for their side. That's pretty strong.
That is.
He's done an omnibus that broke Nancy Pelosi's spending records. He reauthorized FISA without warrants. Now he's going for the trifecta to pass the Ukraine spending without doing anything to enforce our border. That will be three strikes in addition to just the poor management of the House. Wow. And then also he thanked Senator Paul for supporting our efforts to restore fiscal sanity and constitutionality of limited government here in the House. Our leadership is failing us, Massey wrote in response to Senator Paul's comments. And Representative Scott Perry out of Pennsylvania, Republican, former Freedom Caucus chairman, and Jim Banks out of Indiana, the former Republican Study Commission chairman, scoffed at Johnson's foreign aid framework, which includes a substantial amount of aid for Ukraine and neglects the migrant crisis at the southern border. That's what they were going to use as leverage to get the border secure. And my take on that is, I don't think any sort of agreement that could be reached, if you could reach one, either in the House or the Senate, is going to be honored by Biden and his administration.
No.
I just don't think it would.
It won't matter.
You can put it all in paper, plain words. This is what we consider a secure border. You will do this and this and this and this, and it'll have benchmarks and a way to measure it, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm telling you, they won't do it. Mm-mm. And they'll also play, you know, beat the clock till November.
Sure.
So they'll go, yeah, we're doing this and we're doing that, but they won't really take action. Because, as we know, Biden could take action right now and restore the things that Trump had in place. And so make sure you don't let that fact escape you. The point is, you can drive a tough bargain, and you can get what you want philosophically. You can even get what you want written into law. But that doesn't mean you're going to get it delivered as long as the opposition party has the White House.
You can have the Supreme Court say you can't do that. And what does Joe Biden and his ilk do? They find a wraparound or whatever you want to call it. They find ways to do things, just like the student debt thing.
We forgive you, students, of your debt.
Uh-huh.
We punish you taxpayers.
Yeah.
And you have to pay for it. Be one thing. Look, if Biden was Mr. Potter and the money was in his bank and he decided to give it to Jimmy Stewart, that's great.
That'd be great.
But Biden's not Mr. Potter, although he behaves like him very often.
Well, yeah, he's a curmudgeon. Yeah,
he's giving away other people's money.
And who are those other people, Bob?
Weasels. Weasels. Oh, the other people.
Yeah, that's us.
No, that's us.
That's the we. It's just the wees, not the weasels.
We're the wees.
It's the wees versus the weasels.
The Dems are the weasels.
Yes.
Yes. I'll be clear on that. All right. So anyway, Senator Rand Paul not afraid to wade into that.
He's bold.
Well,
in general,
he's bold, but he's consistent.
Yes, he is.
It was one of the more outspoken ones about debt back when it was hardly nothing. It was only 10 or 12 or 13 trillion. I mean, it was nothing.
None of this 33 stuff. Yeah.
34.
Yeah. Come on, Bob.
Pay trillion, attention.
Trillion here, trillion there. Come on.
Insanity.
Yep.
It's all around us.
Yep. You're not talking about Carl Zalek.
Let's take care of things a little bit closer to home. Yeah, Carl Zalek, Marion County Commissioner, is going to join us coming up in a couple of minutes. Stick around, my friends. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky.
I'm just so happy when I listen to The Sky. I hear the truth.
I am so happy. I can just scream.
Sad.
I'm very sad the way this country is going.
Woke stuff in Florida breaks my heart.
Angry.
I'm ticked off.
I'm ticked off, and I know Sky listeners are angry, too.
When did we start listening to these freaking weirdos?
No matter the emotion.
I go back and forth with my emotions, but I know I get the truth on The Sky.
Talk about it here on The Sky.
Thanks, Sky. It's really important.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.